Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, that number is brought to you by ProXPN. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
All right, so of course you can take control of the airwaves. Still to come here tonight, it is apparently Veterans Day.
Yes.
Today, and so we actually
have... The 11th day of the 11th month.
We actually have something from a veteran called Don't Thank Me For My Service. Mark,
right.
Do you have that story?
I do.
We're going to get into that. We're going to go to your calls first, though, 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show via username lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Bill is in New York to start things out tonight. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live watching via webcam.
Good evening, Ian, Daryl, and Mark. I've been listening to the show for many years, and I just have to find out once and for all. Ian and Mark, are you guys both friends, or do you secretly hate each other?
I love Mark. I think he is a talented salesperson. He's a funny guy and very, very good at what he does for a living. So, no, I don't hate Mark. Why would I hate Mark?
Do you like me?
What?
Do you like, you said you love me.
I love you, and that would mean that I like you.
Not necessarily.
I don't think that's lesser included, no.
You can love someone and not like them.
Because that's kind of how I feel. I love Ian, too. However, I'm pretty sure there's moments in time that I really kind of like him a lot, and there's a lot of times when I don't at all like him.
Aww.
No.
And all right. I would love to just jump in here because something really made me have to call tonight. This afternoon I was driving from point A to point B. I was listening to a podcast from last week. It was either the initial conversation about the fruit Nazi or the call and when the gentleman on the video called into the show. Mark and Ian, you both had an exchange that was so awkward to me as a listener that I actually wanted to turn the podcast off. It sounded like one of you wanted to punch the other one in the face, and it was just so tense. And I know that there must be some sort of friendship and love and like there somewhere because you both.
I don't recall what was tense about that. The guy from the
I don't even remember it at all.
The video call in. What was so tense about that?
You know, I can't even remember exactly what happened.
Maybe you're projecting. I don't know.
Okay,
that's right. You need some cheap psychological advice is what your ass needs. You know, what I would suggest is that we have done this so long that we don't take each other's feelings into account. It's, you know, sometimes during the break we just go and start playing on our computers and we don't even pay attention to each other at all. Other times I'll scream at Ian over something or whatever. But it's nearly meaningless to us.
What's meaningless? What are you talking about?
The exchanges in that we, you know, if we disagree, the disagreement, I guess, is what
okay.
I'm saying.
There's no carryover of hurt feelings.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I do consider Ian, like, this carries over. I consider him to be a frustrating individual that does not listen to reason. But, I mean, that's not, you know, I didn't decide that last week.
All right, well, thank you for solving that mystery for me. I appreciate it.
There you go. Thanks for keeping the show and staying with us here through the tough times. Appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. There are radio shows where the hosts don't like each other.
Yeah, though. I can't even imagine. We're business people. Yeah. We do business together. We have to, you know, I mean, even if we don't want to make decisions, we don't agree with each other's decisions, there's the give and take of having to be in business together.
Yeah, I mean, we're in business together because we want to be in business together. There's no corporate taskmaster who has selected us and put us together in a studio, which happens in the radio world. They'll, you know, some morning guy will lose his co-host, and they'll pick someone else to replace the other co-host. The morning guy may not actually have any say in the matter. So
yeah, they're much more entertainers in that world where they have to kind of fake it.
I used to, when I was working at a rock radio station, the Blasey Show was what I started working, not with, but they were there when I was there, and Jeff Blasey and Brent hated each other.
Really?
Yeah, they did not like each other at all, but they were in there having, you know, good chemistry on the air day in and day out. It was amazing.
That's really, it's really hard to believe.
I don't disbelieve it. I mean, I know Brent, and, you know, I think he was telling the truth.
Oh yeah, I don't disbelieve it either, but it's just it's hard to imagine. I guess I haven't worked that way, and this is one thing where, you know, you've got a little bit of experience in the radio world. but we've been doing this show for 10 years with largely no kind of coaching. Like, we weren't...
We have a consultant that we bring in once a year.
Yeah, we paid consultants to help us out a little bit, but, I mean, they're kind of just trimming around the edges, you know? They're not really...
They haven't really made any fundamental changes, maybe some suggestions on how to phrase things here and there, and... Kind of like, here's how they do it in the business thing, but...
The way the show goes is kind of the way the show goes, and we ended up by chance together, and we've been given very little in the area, in the, you know, this is how you do a radio show, kids.
That's not true, actually. After we started the show, originally in Sarasota, Florida, when we were on the Clear Channel station that we started on, it was a couple weeks in that we were called into the general manager's office, and he kind of sat us down and gave us a rundown of the rules of talk radio. So we were given the information of what, you know, how most talk shows are done, and I promptly threw out everything I disagreed with.
Right. Oh, I'm not saying that we didn't get some rules. I said that we got very little information. We've been on the air over 10 years, and you can count the hours of training that we've had one-on-one on two hands.
That's probably true. Yeah.
So, yes, 10,000 hours, more than 10,000 hours of doing a show.
Any hack can do talk radio.
Anybody can talk. So, yeah, maybe it's not that difficult. I guess you just have to be mildly interesting.
I don't even think I'm that interesting.
I agree with you.
Like I said, any hack can do talk radio. So
I wouldn't say any. Well, anybody could
do it. Look at Howie Carr. I mean,
Anybody can be successful at it.
There are a lot of successful hacks in radio.
There's a supply side to this economic situation, too, is that there's just not that much out there in the area of competition. There's a couple of major players in the talk radio market. They supply. They tell you what you're going to listen to some extent. So, you know, that comes into play. Free Talk Live has managed to survive on its own merits, whether that's, you know, that's our business model or what you hear on the air.
It's largely thanks to our listeners, to those of you out there who, I mean, we put some effort in, obviously, calling radio stations, what I do and Daryl now does during the daytime. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. Mark does the sales end of the show, and so we definitely put a lot of work in, but we probably wouldn't be on 20 stations if it weren't for the support of our listeners and the Free Talk Live amplifiers. So really, without you, we would be nothing. So let's go
also
back.
Also, the ideas of liberty, because we talked about them before really too many other shows ever even discussed this, and I don't think they really do still. So because we talk about a different concept than most radio shows do, I think we got a lot of push from that.
Let's go to the phones here. I don't know how Jim is going to tie Bitcoin in with JFK, but that's what the subject line here says. Jim,
JFK was killed by a Bitcoin.
Jim, you're maybe he was killed. Wait, no, that was in the 60s. Jim, you're on
Time Travel
Live.
What else?
Hi, good evening.
What's on your mind?
Two separate issues I just wanted to talk about.
okay.
Not related.
Because I really wish you could combine these, Jim.
JFK was Satoshi Nakamoto. And he was taken out by the Illuminati.
That's a good one.
Over the weekend, I saw JFK, the film that was made in 1991 for the first time in my life, and I'm just so shocked at why the American public did not freak out after seeing that movie. I mean, that completely blew my mind. I wasn't really a conspiracy theorist beforehand, and my wife knew nothing about it either, and we watched it, and we're both, you know, our jaws are on the floor just saying how many of these different little pieces that came together that you'd have to be an idiot to not think something happened more than what they tell you.
I think there's some kind of debunking out there of the JFK movie. Not that I think it matters particularly, but I think it's... I do think that if a conspiracy theory is presented in the proper fashion, that people will accept it as truth relatively easily. I think that, you know, that really it's about the presentation of those conspiracy theories is the biggest issue.
I can tell that there was I could tell that the movie was biased toward leaning that way, but still, if you're presented with those facts, I don't know. It's just astounding to me.
Well, okay, so there's lots of movies out there that present what they claim to be facts, like the Loose Change is a classic one for the 9/11 thing, but those almost all of those claims have been documented and discounted. And, well, we're going to come back with more. Stick with this, Jim. I know you want to talk about Bitcoin. In a moment, it's Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the Liberty Movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1284.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1330.86, $665.43 for a half ounce, or $332.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $330.86, $665.43, and $332.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen. You can interact as well. The chat room is built right into the same page as the cam. So go to cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs to hoodie the homeless by getting a hoodie for yourself. You can go to bitcoinnotbombs.com and pre-order a t-shirt or hoodie, and each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for someone in need. So you get your hoodie and then a homeless person
will get the other one. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so they can get these printed and distributed in time for the holidays.
That's early December, right?
Cyber Monday? No, that would be the Monday after Thanksgiving. So,
which is late this
almost
year.
Is it late this year? Okay, so maybe it is the first. I don't know what day that is.
I think it's early December.
I will pull that up.
Black
really
Friday
quick.
Is the Friday after Thanksgiving. Cyber Monday is the following Monday. So you
December
can get these,
2nd.
Thank you. You can get these as gifts and keep someone warm this winter. As well,
it's
as
not that I hate him. He's just wrong a lot.
Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla Bitcoin outreach. They're also accepting general donations for the project if you'd like to give more. Visit BitcoinNotBombs.com. We go back to Jim. Listening in Iowa, Jim, you are calling for two reasons tonight. One, you recently saw the JFK movie and were wondering why it is that Americans didn't get all upset or do something. And I'm not sure what you would expect them to do after watching this movie. It was a fairly well-watched movie. That was a relatively popular film.
It was also presented as a work of fiction, not as a documentary.
Okay.
Much like the works by Dan Brown. They're works of fiction based on, you know, historical figures and historical events.
But, Jim, what did you expect Americans to do anyway? I mean, even if people agreed with you and that, you know, they thought there was some sort of conspiracy regarding JFK, what should they have done about it?
Well, that's a great question. I guess I wasn't really expecting much, but just because of the complacency of America today and also because they've still classified so many things, that they're not releasing until the next few decades when everybody that would have been held accountable is either dead or too old to really care.
I don't think it's uncommon for Americans to believe that the JFK shooting was a conspiracy. I think that's a fairly common belief.
But they believe a lot of different things about it. Was it the Cubans? Was it CIA? Was it LBJ?
Okay, that's true. But my point is that the belief that it is not as officially told is a fairly common belief, but that doesn't manifest into anything tangible.
Agreed. You know, and I guess I just wanted to share, and if anybody that hasn't seen it, I would strongly recommend watching that.
All right. So what else are you calling about tonight?
My last thing is just a general question about Bitcoin. I have been listening to you guys for a while on Bitcoin. I actually own Bitcoin through blockchain.info, but I've kind of looked into mining Bitcoin a little bit, but I understand a little bit more of the technical side. I'm in the IT industry. But my question is really of how does a mining utility, know that it found a Bitcoin? I know that it's basically a guessing game that you're trying to decrypt what a Bitcoin is, and once you find it, you basically claim the right to that Bitcoin. But how do all the miners in the world know that they came across Bitcoin? Meaning, where are the Bitcoin hashes stored, you know, in the blockchain? Where are the ones that haven't been created yet? How do they know that they found a Bitcoin? And that's my last question.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
What I would suggest is it's probably the same way that the whole Bitcoin network knows when you send a Bitcoin to somebody. It's just copied all across the whole network and, you know, verified that it's true. But that would be my just shot in the dark on
I'm going to go with it's computer magic.
Here's what I would suggest. There's a great Bitcoin forum online. It's called BitcoinTalk.org, probably the preeminent Bitcoin forum. That's filled with all kinds of Bitcoin people who know Bitcoin like the back of their hand. So go to BitcoinTalk.org, and I would suggest posting a thread with your question there. I bet you'll get
That question probably has already been posted.
It probably has, yeah. Maybe run a search first before you repost the same question. But okay. But yeah, that would be what I would suggest, Jim. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And I'm sorry that we're not technical wizards when it comes to the Bitcoin. Like, I've done a little bit of mining, but I can't tell you how it works. All I know is that I've done the Litecoin mining, not the Bitcoin mining. They're somewhat similar, I guess, in that you have to have some sort of program that does the mining, and there's some setup involved in making that program work. But once it works, you just see the little kilohash thing or gigahashes, or depending on how, you know, powerful of hardware you have doing this mining. And then it shows you how many of those turned into Bitcoins over time. Or Litecoins, in my case.
Does it wind up putting a little thing up on your screen? Like, remember back in the 90s when you would defrag your hard drive?
I loved watching that.
And it would put little colors up, and you'd see the colors change?
Yep.
Does it do something like that?
No, it's very uninteresting. No, I'll show you during one of the breaks.
So, really, somebody needs to write a program to just make mining look interesting to where it changes your computer different colors.
I'm surprised someone hasn't done that yet. Maybe they'll take you up on that that offer. So it is Veterans Day. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And maybe you are a veteran and you would agree with this opinion piece that Mark is going to share with us from someone who was, or is, I guess, a veteran about this whole thanking the troops idea that's so cliche and so common in our culture.
Yeah, this is from truth-out.org. From Carmelo MacBica, don't thank me for my service. I don't want to appear disrespectful or ungrateful, but should we meet on the street one day and do say hello or fine day or other such nicety, please don't thank me for my service. As a United States Marine, I make this request because my service, as you refer to it, was basically either to train to become a killer or to actually kill people and blow S up. Now, he uses the four-letter word.
That's how they talk in the military.
But it's almost the job description, right, is to break. I mean, there's a T-shirt at the Army-Navy stores. They've got this T-shirt that I've seen at some point or another the military, killing people and breaking things or something like that. I mean, it's basically the job description for what these folks do. Hopefully they do it by the book and those kind of things. Certainly I have more respect for a soldier, sailor, marine, or airman who does their job by the book and doesn't just do some freelance killing, as it were. But I think that it's safe to say that that's what the job description is. Now, I'm going on here with Carmelo's post. Not that it's not something for which a person should be proud or thanked. In fact, it is regrettable and for me a source of guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. Something I will have to live with for the rest of my life, as the past can not ever be undone. So when you thank me for my service, it disturbs me a lot. And I think that this is the unspoken thing that people don't realize is that all this groveling and kowtowing to service people, to military people, can make many of them very uncomfortable because they saw what you didn't see.
Yeah, people don't understand what they're actually thanking them for. We'll come back with more in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. If you are a veteran and you'd like to comment, you're welcome to do so. But it's not veterans only. You can call in about anything you'd like. 855-450-3733. You can take control here. We are live. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief Partner Companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free and bring up anything you want on this Veterans Day edition of the show. What does that mean? Well, it means we talk about stuff like this article, Thank You or Don't Thank Me for My Service, is I believe what it is called.
Yep.
It was written, I think, last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's a June 2012 article. But
the ideas contained within are timeless, and they're very, very important. So we're going to continue with that here in a moment. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, for your thoughts. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We would like to introduce you to ProXPN. They are the ones who are the sponsors of the toll-free line. And what is ProXPN? It's a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth. That means before it reaches your internet service provider. That means your internet service provider, maybe it's Comcast, Time Warner, or whatever, Verizon, etc. These people are monitoring you. Most likely, your internet service provider is logging every search you make, every site you visit, for at least 6 months, in some cases as many as 5 years. All those records are sitting there waiting for anybody with a court order. So maybe you want to do something about that and protect your privacy? ProXPN can help you. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go. You download the app. There's one for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's also instructions as to how to get Linux working with ProXPN, which are shockingly easy for Linux users. Daryl has tried this
out. Super easy.
He knows how easy it is, and you can go to proxpn.com/FTL, go get the software, get it installed. When you're ready to upgrade, because there is a free account, but when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. And you also have no limitations on what you can run over ProXPN. So you want to use torrents, and you want to use torrents anonymously, basically. You want to have your protection about where you're located. Because when you're on a torrent with people and you're downloading music and movies or whatever other things that the piracy people say you're not supposed to download, when you're doing that stuff, your IP address is out there for everybody to see. There's no protecting that unless you have ProXPN. So proxpn.com/FTL will get you hooked up, and it's $5 a month for the premium package. Now, you can get that discounted rate by using our promo code, which is FTL20. That's FTL and the number 20 to save 20% off the price of their premium account for the lifetime of the account. This isn't some one-time discount. This is for the life of your account. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. There's no risk. It's a 7-day money-back guarantee. So for whatever reason you're not satisfied, you've got nothing to risk, nothing to lose here except
your privacy. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go get signed up. Use our discount code FTL20 and save 20% as we go to the phones. We're going to continue with the article here in a moment. Justin is with us in Minneapolis listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Justin.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to talk about the Don't Thank Me for My Service.
Yes, sir.
I'm actually a current service member with the National Guard.
I'm sorry.
And I thank veterans every day. I often see the Vietnam veteran hat or even Korean, and I don't thank them for the training that they took to learn how to kill people. I thank them for their willingness to be killed. I thank them
for what, though?
Going out there and for it
to die for what? The glory of a politician?
I don't blame the tool for the user's problem. I realize that while you are still people and you still have to determine that, yes, killing this person is wrong, which many, many service members do on a regular basis, will not kill when they are told to. I thank them for their willingness to be shot because they don't, or blown up because they don't shoot that baby. I also thank them for the traumas that they still have to endure today because of what the government has made them do.
But the government, this is the part that really kind of, I get where you're coming from, and I tend to agree with a lot of it. But they signed up to do what the government said they were going to do. They weren't created a hammer. They signed up to be that tool. And they made decisions to do that. And those are sort of foreseeable, although those people are young and they don't know, and we all kind of grow up here getting fed the same line of bullcrap. But don't you think thanking them for getting duped is kind of perpetuating the duping?
Understand where you're coming from that. Let me ask you a question based on that. Would you thank Eric Snowden for his service?
Yes, I do thank Eric Snowden for what he, now, I don't know a service,
Edward
but
Snowden.
You know, Edward Snowden. Yeah, I thank him for what he's done. To perpetuate freedom and shine a light on the terrible things that were done by the NSA, sure.
So I think I was misunderstanding you at first, Justin. What you're saying is you're thanking troops who refuse to follow bad orders.
Well, meaning if they've been, that.
But that is what you were saying. I have to say I misunderstood you at first, and maybe others did as well. You're saying you're only thanking the troops who have refused to follow orders to, say, murder babies or whatever?
I'm also thanking those who, due to what the government put them in the situation of doing, whether they pulled that trigger or not, are still being traumatized by PTSD and shell shock, what they used to call it, and all of that from maybe they didn't take the shot. Maybe someone else who they didn't support killed that baby. They still have to live with that nightmare every day.
Are you saying all of this when you thank the troops? I mean, when you're doing this, when you're speaking to someone, are you giving them the full explanation?
To try to as often as they'll stand and talk to me, because I will talk with a veteran as long as they're willing to tell me stories, because I like to know not only what the government wants them to do, but how they've coped with it, how they've fought against it, and really see the person behind the government, not just what the government does.
Let me ask this question.
Important.
If people stop signing up for the military, then do you think that the wars would end?
No. I think that the wars
You think the politicians would go out there and fight the wars themselves?
No, what they did in Rome, which is they get non-citizens to fight their battles. They go to Mexico and recruit.
But that still requires somebody to actually sign up.
I understand. You never any plan that says if you get everybody to do something stinks. Sorry.
Not very realistic,
I think that the wars would then change to a more skirmish level where, because we now stop defending our borders if everybody signs up, the people who have bad intentions that have enslaved people and killed their own people, even Stalin, etc., etc., you would then be fighting small battles against anybody who wanted to have authority over you. That's still war. That's how they fight in Afghanistan and Iraq, the people against those entities that want to grab your children and force them to become their warrior.
Justin, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, I definitely misunderstood him at the front of his call. He wasn't one of those standard troop thinker types.
That's exactly what it sounded like to me. It was, he said, I'm thanking them because they went over there and they could have died by not killing people.
Right. What he was saying was that if they didn't kill, like if they, for instance, did not kill the babies they were ordered to kill, that they might be killed instead. And he thanks them for not killing the innocent people. However many, I didn't hear him say not killing innocent people.
Right. Well, that's the he was saying if they don't kill somebody, then that person could kill them.
The difficult part here is that you take a really, you know, what
maybe
I was hearing
that's why
was a very squishy line. Okay, so thank you for your service. And if we continue to have a conversation, thank you so much for not killing innocent people when you had the opportunity. Like, that's a completely different statement than the first one, right? Yeah. So if you want to thank a veteran for not killing innocent people, perhaps you should thank a veteran for not killing innocent
people, but expect
to get hit in the mouth with something.
Yeah, that's why I asked him if he says that to everybody when he's thanking them. You give them the whole explanation.
He probably thinks that that's implied by saying thank you for your service. Mm.
Yeah, me and you, we must have completely misinterpreted, or one of us got it right and one of us got it wrong. That's why I tried to ask him to clarify what he was saying, and maybe I just didn't do a good enough job of that. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up whatever you'd like here toll free at 855-453, and it's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You get to create the content. What you see on the front page of the site as you scroll down the page, those numbered items, they're news items, a lot of times, sometimes YouTube videos, maybe blog posts, maybe your own posts. You can put up there, and then people can vote whether they like or dislike. You may vote as well, and then we'll know what you think is important and interesting and fun. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're talking about this idea of thanking the troops. It's one of the cliches that you hear so often on Veterans Day. Oh, you got to thank the troops. Well, why exactly? What for? What do I have to thank them? Well, your freedoms. You wouldn't have freedoms if it weren't for the troops. Well, actually, we have fewer freedoms now. So how come the troops haven't stopped that from happening? Why aren't the troops?
You'd be speaking German right now.
Why aren't the troops in Washington, D.C. stopping the federal government from taking more freedoms? Because they're the ones who are taking freedoms from people.
Because they weren't given
the
that order.
Well,
they weren't given the order to go to Washington, D.C. That's why they're not there.
But they swore an oath to defend, the country or
the Constitution
from enemies foreign and domestic. But they never do anything about those domestic enemies in Washington, D.C. They just do what they're told by those people.
Right.
I think that, okay, so if one holds up, say, the World War II or the Revolutionary War, and I haven't heard too many other wars held up. These seem to be the two big boys.
World War I, well, Veterans Day is put here to commemorate the end of World War I.
The 11th month of the 11th, the 11th day, 11th month of the 11th hour, right?
Yes, that's when the armistice was signed.
That's what it's for. A lot of Americans really have no relationship to World War I. They know nothing about it.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot like World War II, where they had the cool fighter planes and the Nazis. And that's really, you know, I mean, this is a relationship to history. And so the idea that the European theater of World War II is really just an extension of World War I because of the onerous Treaty of Versailles that was placed on Germany that was only implementable because the United States, under Woodrow Wilson, who promised not to get involved in foreign wars in his election campaign, actually did get involved, and that threw the sides, you know, so cattywampus that they were able to put this terrible treaty in place that subjugated...
Cattywampus, that's a good word.
Yeah, that's it. You know, subjugated the German people and allowed a nut like Hitler to actually get some level of traction to the point that no, he was not elected by a majority in Germany, but as I understand it, the Nazis were elected by a majority into Austria. So, yeah, he did win an election by a landslide.
In Austria, and then took over Germany, essentially.
Is that the way that went? Okay. But, you know, that was not my understanding of the way it went. But regardless, it's not like I don't do much studying on World War II. World War I's kind of where I, pay attention. And the Asian theater of World War II was also, if you take a look at the McCullough memo, you take a look at this, and you'll see, wow, looks like somebody in the Roosevelt administration really wanted to be at war, because they gave an outline, a memo, that historians claim most certainly was seen by Theodore Roosevelt. I'm not a conspiracy theorist here. This is the stuff written by historians. Shows how they're going to go about getting into a war with Japan. And strange thing, almost all of that's true. Almost all of that's what happened. So it's like that almost World War II didn't need to happen. But if you like that war, that's fine. What about the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Bosnian conflict, the Afghanistan or Iraq? What about any of those things made you more free? And, had anything to really do with the United States?
Nothing. I mean, ever since 2001, there have been tremendous increases in the size and the scope of the police state. But some people act as though that began at all, when, in fact, the war on drugs has been cranking up the police state all around us
for
many decades. So they did sort of accelerate things after 2001, and the troops didn't stand in the way. The troops did not come down to the House of Representatives and prohibit them from voting on the Patriot Act. The troops didn't stand up for any freedoms that I can tell.
Well, if you prevent them from voting on the Patriot Act, then you're not a patriot, and you need to get out of America.
So let's continue with this essay here by a former military member.
And, I admit it's really difficult for somebody who hasn't been in the military to talk about these issues. That's why I'm reading these words that are written by somebody in the military.
He's in the military formally?
Formerly in the military. That tend to agree to some extent with what we say. There's a lot of people that feel this way, and their voice doesn't get heard.
No.
No,
you get taken off radio stations if you say this stuff. We've had it happen to us.
What so many patriots believe is that everybody in the military just wants to be thanked and thanked and thanked for what they did. And, a lot of them don't. And they're dealing with a great deal of pain, as evidenced by the incredible suicide rate of veterans.
22 per day on average.
Just about one an hour. So, going on, this is Carmelo writing here for...
How many more suicides do you need to be free? I mean, if the veterans are the ones who are securing your freedom, then do they just need to keep... Do we need to keep it at 22 per day, or should it go up? For more freedom, do we need to move up to 50 veterans offing themselves every single day? Would that make sure that we're even more free on into the future?
I can't even imagine how somebody addresses that.
Yeah.
I think that it's just the price, that thank them for the price that they're willing to pay, that they're willing to take an incredibly low paycheck, the hope that they'll get a GI Bill, with some benefits that go with it, that they're willing to trade that for whatever mental health issues that they carry after these things.
Which for many of them are ignored, because we've certainly seen plenty of stories.
It only counts until the day they get out of the military. At that point, whatever.
They don't tell you about the mental health problems when you're going in to sign up.
No, they tell you about
the
women.
They just tell you about how great it is. And if you go to join the Marines, which I actually started the process of signing up when I was in high school.
Didn't all of us hear that?
They were telling me how I was going to wind up going to some foreign embassy, and I'd get to travel the world, wearing the dress blues like in the commercial, be all that you can be with the sword at the embassy. They didn't say anything about, and by the way, you might have to just, kill random people, and then when you're done, you'll be messed up in the head. So luckily, I became a conscientious objector before I ever went to boot camp.
The statement here is, so when you thank me for my service, it disturbs me a lot. First off, it brings to mind my wasted youth and lost innocence and the horrible and unnecessary deaths of good friends and comrades. Second, it reminds me of my responsibility and culpability for the pain and suffering I caused innocent people. Again, something I would rather forget, but cannot. Third, it reinforces my belief that you have absolutely no idea about the nature and reality of the wars in Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Because if you did, you would understand that thanks are inappropriate. Fourth, it reminds me that many of those who feel the need to offer thanks are apathetic about or even supportive of the war. While they refuse to participate themselves or did little or nothing to end it. And lastly, I have to admit that I doubt the sincerity of these expressions of supposed gratitude. As thank you for your service is just something to say, not because you care about what I did or sacrificed, but only to demonstrate your supposed good character or patriotism and or support for the members of the military and veterans. And this is the part that bothers me the most about this, is because of our adulation of veterans, politicians are able to hide behind that. Because your love of the veteran, the politician then directs the veteran, who, or not the veteran, but the soldier, and the soldier does whatever they want. So you can't snipe the politician without collaterally damaging the veteran. And that's the real difficulty here. I think that largely the blame and the culpability goes to Washington, D.C. But if we generally, and I speak as a person who was ready to sign up, who had signed certain amounts of pieces of paper to get that far. And, Ian, same for you, right?
No, like I didn't go that far. I considered doing it.
Considered.
When I was younger, and I liked the idea of, having my rent paid for, basically.
Okay. Well, we all went some level in doing this. It's not like we're saying...
I grew up watching the war movies, you know.
We're better than you. You're bad and wrong and dumb and evil. Those aren't the words we're trying to say. What I'm trying to say in this is that I have come to a conclusion. And that conclusion is that these wars that the United States has been in for the last six decades, maybe, and I believe longer than that, but I'm certainly willing to make a strong statement about six decades worth of wars, are aggressive wars in which it should not have fought, and therefore the people who fought in them were duped.
I'm with you. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.